十，闸北区2016年高三英语二模试卷。
One, listening comprehension.
Section A, directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Hey, do you have the medicine on this prescription my doctor made for me?
Sorry, ma'am. We don't have the medicine, but we have a similar kind.
Question. Where does this conversation probably take place?2. How much should I pay?
Well, I have painted the scratch on the front left door and adjusted the brakes so it would make $30 for you.
Question. What's probably the man's job? 3. Hey, this year's tuition fee has risen again.
Yeah, they increased $50 for each credit, and according to the total number of credits for this term,I have to pay an extra $600.
Question. How many credits does the man earn this term? 4. I am going abroad to the U.S. for traveling soon. I am wondering how much cash I should bring with me.
Bringing too much money on you might be dangerous, and besides, credit cards today are quite convenient.
Question. What does the man mean?5. Hey, Tom, why not go camping with us tomorrow?
I'm afraid I will be fully occupied tomorrow. In the morning, I'm going to the piano lesson, and in the afternoon, I'm going to the dentist. In the evening, I am going to watch a movie.
Question. What will the man do tomorrow morning? 6. Let's see if you like the reality show that Jennifer recommended.
But above all, I'd like to Google the show to see if it fits my taste.
Question. What will the man probably do? 7. We have had 2 new employees coming from other offices. Do you know them?
Yeah. Jack is the most generous guy in the company who often pays for others, while Peter is exactly the opposite.
Question.What does the woman think of Peter? 8. I really don't imagine that a man like Leonardo has any interest in collecting matchboxes, does he?
Oh, yes, he does.
Question. What can be learned from the conversation? 9.Do you know that Peter of your class has won the school's debate competition?
Wait, are we talking about the Peter who is always too quiet to be noticed in class?
Question. What does the man mean? 10. It's said that you went to the art exhibition. How was it?
To an artistic idiot like me, sitting at home watching a soap opera would be a better investment of time.
Question.What does the man imply? 2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages, and you will be asked 3 questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question,Read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Listeners, do you look at yourself in the mirror every day? Kirsten Groys, a 29-year-old PhD student in sociology, has mastered the art of avoiding her own reflection. For months, her daily schedule began with the typical teeth brushing,But a curtain covered the bathroom mirror. She inserted her contact lenses and applied her makeup by touch, not sight. Her action was part of a unique experiment that Groys hopes will help improve her own self-confidence and inspire others to stop focusing on external perfection. The project had its roots in Groys' struggles with body image and her experience overcoming an eating disorder. In high school, she had insecurities about her appearance and suffered from depression. Groys launched her No Mirrors project when she was planning her wedding. At that time, wedding dress shopping was not a pleasant experience for her, but a source of stress. She saw herself in the mirror and was rather critical. Thinking of losing weight all the time makes her low-spirited. Then, Groys read about ancient Italians who were forbidden to look at each other on particular occasions. She was tempted to follow suit. At the beginning of her mirror-free lifestyle, Groys admits there were a few difficulties, but quickly she learned to adapt. She trained herself to avoid eye contact with her own image in windows, trusted friends to tell her what looks good when buying clothes, and she put complete faith in her hairstylist. Now she is getting back to paying attention to the real meaningful things in life, such as planting and reading, rather than the misleading appearance or reflection. And she is finally having peace.
Now listen again, please.
Listeners, do you look at yourself in the mirror every day? Kirsten Groys, a 29-year-old PhD student in sociology, has mastered the art of avoiding her own reflection. For months, her daily schedule began with the typical teeth brushing, but a curtain covered the bathroom mirror. She inserted her contact lenses and applied her makeup by touch, not sight. Her action was part of a unique experiment that Groys hopes will help improve her own self-confidence and inspire others to stop focusing on external perfection. The project had its roots in Groys' struggles with body image and her experience overcoming an eating disorder. In high school, she had insecurities about her appearance and suffered from depression. Groys launched her No Mirrors project when she was planning her wedding. At that time, wedding dress shopping was not a pleasant experience for her, but a source of stress. She saw herself in the mirror and was rather critical. Thinking of losing weight all the time makes her low-spirited. Then, Groys read about ancient Italians who were forbidden to look at each other on particular occasions. She was tempted to follow suit. At the beginning of her mirror-free lifestyle, Groys admits there were a few difficulties, but quickly she learned to adapt. She trained herself to avoid eye contact with her own image in windows, trusted friends to tell her what looks good when buying clothes, and she put complete faith in her hairstylist. Now she is getting back to paying attention to the real meaningful things in life, such as planting and reading, rather than the misleading appearance or reflection. And she is finally having peace.
Questions. 11. What was Groys' aim to carry out No Mirror Project?
How did Groys feel when she was trying her wedding dress?
13. What is Groys' life focus?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Listeners, have you ever thought of video gaming being included in the Olympic Games? Now, many people are thinking seriously about it. Today, e-games are well positioned to be a viewer sport. Professional e-sport events currently attract audiences of millions. A recent major e-game final held in South Korea filled a stadium of 40,000 people, with many more watching online around the world. This explains why recently there's heated discussion about esports being included in the Olympics. People normally think of e-game as a combination of very competitive skills, and game players usually have to make very quick decisions throughout. However, e-gaming is facing a cultural battle to win support from those who follow other physical sports. And the essential point is how sport is defined. If people define sport as something that takes a lot of physical efforts, then it's hard to argue that video games should be a sport. But at the same time, Many forms of sport currently in the Olympics don't require much physical input. Of course, having new sports admitted into the Olympics is a long, tough process. And since the International Olympic Committee limited the number of sports allowed in the Olympic Games, it is even more difficult. Anyway, today more and more people have changed attitudes toward video games, agreeing it's a form of entertainment or even sport. And it is the people who play the games, not the e-game itself, that should be to blame for e-game addiction.
Now, listen again, please.
Listeners, have you ever thought of video gaming being included in the Olympic Games? Now, many people are thinking seriously about it. Today, e-games are well positioned to be a viewer sport. Professional e-sport events currently attract audiences of millions. A recent major e-game final held in South Korea filled a stadium of 40,000 people, with many more watching online around the world. This explains why recently there's heated discussion about esports being included in the Olympics. People normally think of e-game as a combination of very competitive skills, and game players usually have to make very quick decisions throughout. However, e-gaming is facing a cultural battle to win support from those who follow other physical sports. And the essential point is how sport is defined. If people define sport as something that takes a lot of physical efforts, then it's hard to argue that video games should be a sport. But at the same time, many forms of sport currently in the Olympics don't require much physical input. Of course, having new sports admitted into the Olympics is a long, tough process. And since the International Olympic Committee limited the number of sports allowed in the Olympic Games, it is even more difficult. Anyway, today more and more people have changed attitudes toward video games, agreeing it's a form of entertainment or even sport. And it is the people who play the games, not the e-game itself, that should be to blame for e-game addiction.
Questions. 14. Why are people today thinking of including e-gaming into the Olympics?
What definition of sport will help include e-gaming into the Olympics?
Who is responsible for e-game addiction?
Section C. Directions. In Section C, you will hear two longer conversations. The conversations will be read twice. After you hear each conversation, you are required to fill in the numbered blanks with the information you have heard. Write your answers on your answer sheet. Blanks 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. This is the Wildlife Night Safari. How can we help you?
Hello. We are thinking of taking the kids to your safari, and we are wondering how we can get there.
You can take our shuttle bus. We pick guests up at the Eastern Subway Terminal at 6 p.m. every day.
And should we prepare something, you know, to feed the animals?
The safari is divided into three sections. For our African area, guests are welcome to feed animals such as deer or giraffe. But avoid food like bananas or sugar canes, which contain too much sugar and are bad for the health of our animals.
I see. Besides the safari, is there anything else worth a visit?
Sure. You can visit our animal museum, where almost all animals in the park are introduced with pictures and videos. There is also a miniature model of the park in the museum. You can obtain our introduction leaflet there, free of charge.
Amazing.
Now listen again, please. This is the Wildlife Night Safari. How can we help you?
Hello. We are thinking of taking the kids to your safari, and we are wondering how we can get there.
You can take our shuttle bus. We pick guests up at the Eastern Subway Terminal at 6 p.m. every day.
And should we prepare something, you know, to feed the animals?
The safari is divided into three sections. For our African area, guests are welcome to feed animals such as deer or giraffe. But avoid food like bananas or sugar canes, which contain too much sugar and are bad for the health of our animals.
I see. Besides the safari, is there anything else worth a visit?
Sure. You can visit our animal museum, where almost all animals in the park are introduced with pictures and videos. There is also a miniature model of the park in the museum. You can obtain our introduction leaflet there, free of charge.
Amazing! Complete the form. Write one word for each answer.
Blanks 21 through 24 are based on the following conversation. Jeff, anything new in October?
Of course. World Food Day is coming.
World Food Day?
It's a day celebrated every year on 16th of October in honor of the date of the founding of United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. It is an international organization concerned with world food security. And the World Food Day was initiated by the organization in order to raise awareness on worldwide poverty and hunger.
So, does the celebration of the day every year have a theme?
Of course. Every year, a different theme is adopted so that a common focus could be provided. And most of the themes center around agriculture, because only investment in agriculture will turn the current situation around.
I see. All the activities on the day are held about the theme.
Sure. For example, this year's theme is family farming with the slogan, Feeding the World, Caring for the Earth.
Maybe we, as individuals, should also make an effort and do something.
Now, listen again, please.
Jeff, anything new in October?
Of course. World Food Day is coming.
World Food Day?
It's a day celebrated every year on 16th of October in honor of the date of the founding of United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. It is an international organization concerned with world food security, and the World Food Day was initiated by the organization in order to raise awareness on worldwide poverty and hunger.
So, does the celebration of the day every year have a theme?
Of course. Every year, a different theme is adopted so that a common focus could be provided. And most of the themes center around agriculture, because only investment in agriculture will turn the current situation around.
I see. All the activities on the day are held about the theme.
Sure. For example, this year's theme is family farming with the slogan, Feeding the World, Caring for the Earth.
Maybe we, as individuals, should also make an effort and do something. Complete the form. Write no more than three words for each answer.
That's the end of the listening comprehension.
听力部分到此结束，请同学们继续答题。